RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
No one wants to think about getting sick when they're ready to travel. I am somebody who, when I travel with my children, whether we're going to Whistler or Europe or just to Wisconsin, I pack the medicine cabinet. You know, and I'm also, because of the Jewish thing in me, think, well, if you bring an umbrella, it's not going to rain. So I always think I'm going to bring these medications so maybe that we won't need them. Certain times, though, you do need to cover your bases when you're traveling, whether you're going far away or whether you're staying pretty close to home. So I'm going to give you some tips here for vacation travel so that you don't have to worry quite so much. The first thing is, if you have kids and you are traveling, find out before you go where there are clinics, pediatricians, and or what you would do if your child gets sick, because children invariably do get sick. They get an ear infection, they get strep throat, they get whatever. It happens. So what are you going to bring with you, and where are you going to go if your child needs medication or if they need any kind of help? I always ask my pediatrician first if they know anybody in the areas that we're going. If I think we're going to be out of the country, I do usually ask for a prophylactic antibiotic that I can just take with me in case, or if I've thought that maybe the kids haven't been that great. So that's not a bad idea, planning ahead. Insurance, if you're traveling again with kids, having insurance is a really good idea, traveler's insurance. Hopefully you won't need it. You may, but hopefully you won't. So to have it in case of emergency, or if you have to cancel a trip, you know, there's no refunds these days with the airlines and a lot of hotels too. So, you know, unless you book on booking.com, you can almost always cancel within 24 hours. Planning ahead, taking your insurance, bringing medications, looking for a clinic and or a doctor. I had to take my daughter to a day clinic in Whistler. You know, planning for these sickness, getting up and walking around on the airplane so you don't get blood clots in your legs. Very important. These are all things that you should think about. Make a list. Take ibuprofen, things like that with you, because you never know how easy it's going to be to get these things wherever you are. And you don't want to spend vacation time looking for a Walgreens if there is even one there. This is Melanie Cole. That was your advice for a Friday before we all take vacations for the summer. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned. We have a great show coming up.